Hi everyone, and welcome to English for You. I'm Pat.
I'm Kathy.
So, Kathy, have you either read the book Les Misérables, or seen the stage show, or even the movie that has been created from the book?
Well, yes, I've seen the movie in 2012. The scene of the actors were stunning. It was a very touching movie, and I burst into tears in the end.
Yeah, how can you not?
What about you, Pat?
Well, I have read the book. I like it a lot. It is super long. There are parts where you read about a building or a minor character for like pages and pages. But when it gets to the kind of main action story, it is excellent. I've also seen the movie, and I probably had some tears as well. It just gets you there. But I've never seen the musical on stage. I will get round to it.
So are we telling the story of Les Misérables today?
In fact, we're going to look into the real events that inspired the book's author, Victor Hugo. Let's check out day one of this article and learn more. Reading.
The Angry Men of the June Rebellion. Do you hear the people sing? You probably have. After all, this is perhaps the best-known song in musical theater, appearing in the hit show Les Misérables. You might believe it's the song that depicts the start of the French Revolution. A group of students waving flags and guns fights the French army and defeats its old-fashioned government. You'd be forgiven for making that mistake. Most people think that's what Les Misérables is about. Do You Hear the People Sing is a song that's sung by angry men. However, it isn't set at the beginning of the French Revolution, which started in 1789. It's set during the June Rebellion, a similar struggle against France's leaders that took place in 1832. Sadly for the rebels, though, it ended very differently. Over 40 very messy years passed between the French Revolution and the June Rebellion. The country briefly became a republic, but by 1814, its royal family had returned to power. Some of these new kings tried to rule in a more liberal way. However, disease and poverty continued to be serious problems. By 1832, many in France had had enough again.
The article starts by saying, "Do you hear the people sing?"
This might seem confusing, but we explain it in by saying you probably have.
And this means you probably have heard the people sing, and maybe you've heard the song, Do You Hear the People Sing? And next, we explain why. The article says, after all, this, meaning Do You Hear the People Sing, is perhaps the best-known song in musical theater, appearing in the hit show Les Misérables.
刚刚第一行中的 Do you hear the people sing 是音乐剧《悲惨世界》中著名的歌词，所以后面衔接的 You probably have 是指 You probably have heard the people sing， 但这里是同时双关，指出你大概有听过音乐剧的意思。而 hit 这个字呢，作为名词的时候表示受欢迎之物，常和娱乐媒体搭配。文章中的 hit show 指的是受欢迎的戏剧节目。But what is the song about?
Well, it's about the people, the ordinary working people, the poor people, fighting against their leaders. And this has caused some people to make a mistake. The article explains...You might believe it's the song that depicts the start of the French Revolution. Now, the word depict means to show, especially when we mean show certain events or show certain people or tell the story of those events and people. And it can be about showing the character of people as well. So we could say the actor depicted the king as a kind person who was easily tricked for example. Or we could say this movie depicts the story of the end of World War II.
Depict 就是描写、描绘。你可能会认为这首歌描写的是法国大革命的开始。But this song is not about the French Revolution?
No, but it's easy to see why people think that. As the article says, a group of students waving flags and guns fights the French army and defeats its old-fashioned government. We have a few words to look at here, starting with wave, which is a verb. To wave something means to move that thing back and forward or from side to side. It's a regular movement, all the way one and then all the way back kind of thing. You could wave your hand at someone or wave something in the air, like a flag, a sign, a scarf, and so on. So we could say, the soccer team's fans waved scarves showing the team's colors in the air.
Wave 这个动词是挥或者是招的意思。For example, Martin waved us goodbye. He waved the servant out the room. The flags were waving in the wind. Wave 也可以用在描述情绪的高涨，这时候后面可以加上 of 做使用。例如 ，A wave of anger swept over him. 他心头涌起一股怒潮。
Gets angry. And these students were angry, and we see these students defeat the French army.To defeat means to beat someone or something in a kind of competition or a fight. If you defeat someone, you win and they lose. So a team could defeat another team in a basketball game, or one army could defeat another army in a battle. Now, in this part of the article, we're definitely talking about a fight. It's soldiers fighting students, and the students win. They defeat the army.Here's another example of this verb. Germany and its allies were defeated in World War II. It's using the passive voice.
Defeat 就是打败或者是战胜。For example, the French defeated the English troops. 法国人打败了英国军队。那如果你要表示遭遇到失败的话呢？刚才那句，如果站在战败英国军队的立场，你要怎么用 defeat 来描述呢？我们可以说 the English troops were defeated by the French.英国军队战败了，因此 defeat 同时有战胜和战败的意思，要看前后文来判断用哪种意思。And the students also defeated France's old-fashioned government.
That's correct. Here we use a compound adjective to describe the government, old-fashioned. A compound adjective is two words connected by a hyphen and they act together to describe something.So we could say a short-sleeved shirt, a hard-working student, a well-behaved dog, and so on. There are many examples of compound adjectives and different ways to make them using nouns, verbs, and adjectives in different combinations. You can check out our magazine for a few examples.
这里的 old-fashioned 是复合形容词，是分词以连字号和其他字结合的用法。使用的公式呢是形容词加连字号加 n-ed， 这能将原本的名词变成具有形容然后加 n 的意思。例如 good mannered 等于 something or somebody with good manners， kind hearted 是 something or somebody with a kind heart。
So let's get back to our article and this song from Les Miserables. We say it's not a show or a book or even a song about the French Revolution. As our article says, you'd be forgiven for making that mistake. What this sentence means is that it's an easy mistake to make, so no one will blame you for making it.
The article adds, most people think that's what Les Miserables is about.
But it isn't. We learn that Do You Hear the People Sing is a song that's sung by angry men.
But they were from a different time in French history. The article says, however, it isn't set at the beginning of the French Revolution, which started in 1789.
So when is the book and the show set? The article says, it's set during the June Rebellion,A similar struggle against France's leaders that took place in 1832, so nearly 40-odd years later. Now, here we're saying it's the June Rebellion. A rebellion is any kind of mass action when the people, again, the ordinary poor people, try to fight their rulers, to change the rulers, or even to rule themselves.
Rebellion 就是造反、反叛。A rebel 则是造反者。举个例子 ,the peasants rose in rebellion against the corrupt officials. 如果你要形容煽动叛乱,英文你可以说 to stir up a rebellion.
Now we also saw the phrasal verb take place in this sentence.、Mm-hmm. Take place means to happen, and we use it to say when and where an event occurs.
Take place 就是发生在哪里或是举行的意思。文章这里提到呢，这个事件发生在1832年。It took place in 1832.
The article then says, sadly for the rebels though, it ended very differently. Yes, in the French Revolution, the 1789 one, the people won, at least for a while,And they were able to control France.
But things were different for the June Rebellion. But first, some history here. Mm-hmm. We see that over 40 very messy years passed between the French Revolution and the June Rebellion.
The word messy means not clean. We can use the word to talk about an actual physical mess, like a room where clothes aren't put away, there are things on the floor, maybe a dirty plate on a desk, and so on. But we can also use messy to mean confusing, difficult to deal with, full of kind of confusion, and so on. Now, we can describe the 40 years in France this way, as in that 40 years, a lot of people were killed,Different people and groups controlled France. There were wars, an emperor, the king getting killed, the queen getting killed, and more. That's messy. Here's another example of using messy in this kind of way. David and Katrina had a messy breakup. All sorts of bad things happened.
Mess 就是形容脏乱的、凌乱的状态。It's a mess, clean it up, or...I messed it up, 我搞砸了。后面加上 y 变成 messy, 就有混乱的麻烦的意思。指事情呢或是某件状况不好处理很棘手。大家也可以想象哦双方打战很多年那种每天都有无数人伤亡的景象真的是非常 messy。Our article explains some of this.
It says the country briefly became a republic,But by 1814, its royal family had returned to power. A republic is a country that's run by the people, not a king or an emperor. Republics have presidents that are chosen by voting. So most countries in the world are republics these days. There are still a few kings and queens around, but they don't have much real political power. And here's an example sentence for the word republic.Ireland is now a republic and is no longer part of the UK.
Republic 就是共和国 For example, the Republic of China was born in 1912. 这个样政权呢不是由国王掌权它是由人民选出来的执政者掌权。而这里提到的 power 是名词权这个职权或是权力的意思。Return to power 就是重新掌权。
Yeah, next we talk about the French royal family coming back. We see that some of these new kings try to rule in a more liberal way. The word liberal means more willing to accept beliefs and opinions that are different from our own. Liberal rulers will try new things. They will try to look after the ordinary people, make sure everyone has rights and they get what their rights say they should, and that sort of thing.It's a political belief, kind of opposite to conservative, which likes to keep things the way they are. So we could say, for example, I want to vote for this political party because it's more liberal than the other one.
Liberal 就是开放思想的意思，自由的意思。例如 I'm a liberal as far as marriage is concerned. 我在婚姻问题上呢很开明，因此也可以指自由主义者，开明的人。而 liberty 呢就是自由 自由权。So the kings were much better when they came back to power in France?
Well, not always. Some kings good, some kings bad, some kings start good and end bad. And we see in the article that, however, disease and poverty continued to be serious problems. The word poverty is like the noun form of the adjective poor. It's a state of people or that people live in, and it's the state of many people often being poor. So if we say someone lives in poverty, then they have almost no money. If poverty is a problem in a country, many people in the country are extremely poor, perhaps too poor to eat. So we could say Gerald lost his job and lived in poverty for several years, even becoming homeless.
Poverty 就是贫穷、贫困。若要用 poverty 来形容他一家生活极端艰苦，你可以这么说： His family lives below the poverty line. 这个字也有贫乏、缺少的意思，用法是后面加上 on 或者是 if。例如 ,his later stories are not interesting because of their poverty of imagination. This makes it seem like the first French Revolution was for nothing. It didn't change things to make life better for the people.
Yeah, exactly. And as we can see in the last sentence of this first part of the article, by 1832, many in France had had enough. Again. Now, if you have had enough, you can't take it anymore. You're angry about your situation and you're going to do something to change it, like quit your job or something like that. Now, this phrase is one of those rare occasions when we can repeat a word. To have had enough is present tense, but since we're talking about the past, we can say that people had had enough. And a note on pronunciation, when you see the had had next to each other, you always say the first one short and the second one longer. So not the people had had enough, it's the people had had enough.
Good reminder there. Have had enough of something 就是受够了。那这里同学可以看到有两个 had。Had enough 就是受够了。而这前面呢，第一个 had 指的是在讲过去发生的事情，所以合在一起就变成 had had enough.
Now we'll see what the people of France did about this situation of poverty and disease tomorrow in part two of the article, and we'll also connect it to Victor Hugo and the Les Miserables story. But right now, let's go to our For You chat question.So, question's an interesting one, especially considering where I'm from. Do you think rule by kings and queens is always bad for a country? Why or why not?
Well, I think, well, if the kings and queens really put people's lives and living circumstances as their first priority and value it, then probably it's good for the country. However, I think this might not fit in today's society as people around the world now value democracy and freedom a lot.
Yeah, I mean, I have to say I like the idea of kings and queens. I'm from the UK. We have a queen. We will have a king at some point, sometime in the near future. And I think it's good, for our country. It kind of fits with our history. It's a big advertising thing. And also I read a lot of fantasy historical stories where it seems there are, you know, there's always kings and queens. And the history of Britain shows that it really does, as Kathy said, depend on the king or queen. You get a good one and the entire country benefits. You get a bad one and the entire country kind of goes badly. But you could say the same about a president.
Yes,
there's not that, it's not that easy to remove a president until the next vote comes round. And even then it may not happen. So I would say it's a little dangerous putting so much trust in a single person. I kind of like the British version where you can, it's easier to remove a government than, because we don't have a president, we just have a leader of a government, and it's easier to get rid of that person if they're failing. But as to whether king, maybe some other countries which kind of have a very strong leader, who can make rules quickly, sometimes can be beneficial. Sometimes not. You have to kind of decide what is more important sometimes. So I'm going to step back from that and say that I have complicated opinions.
Mm.
Okay, we are out of time for today, but join us again tomorrow for part two of our article about the angry men of the June Revolution. Rebellion, even. We'll see you then. Bye for now.
Bye.
The Angry Men of the June Rebellion. Do you hear the people sing? You probably have. After all, this is perhaps the best-known song in musical theater, appearing in the hit show Les Misérables. You might believe it's the song that depicts the start of the French Revolution. A group of students waving flags and guns fight the French army and defeat its old-fashioned government. You'd be forgiven for making that mistake. Most people think that's what Les Misérables is about. Do You Hear the People Sing is a song that's sung by angry men. However, it isn't set at the beginning of the French Revolution, which started in 1789. It's set during the June Rebellion, a similar struggle against France's leaders that took place in 1832. Sadly for the rebels, though, it ended very differently. Over 40 very messy years passed between the French Revolution and the June Rebellion. The country briefly became a republic, but by 1814, its royal family had returned to power. Some of these new kings tried to rule in a more liberal way. However, disease and poverty continued to be serious problems. By 1832, many in France had had enough again.
Vocabulary review.
Wave. Billy waved his hand in the air to get the teacher to look at him. Defeat. The Chicago Cubs defeated the New York Giants and won the baseball game. Messy. Ryan and Lisa's relationship ended in a very messy way, so they aren't friends now. Republic. Italy got rid of its last king and became a republic in 1946. Liberal. The country's new liberal government gave women the right to vote and got rid of the death sentence. Poverty. Peter grew up living in poverty, and he had to quit high school to support his parents.
智慧小补帖.
Depict. Rebellion.